Let's pick it up in Colossians chapter 4, beginning with verse 10. Colossians 4, we'll read verses 10 and 11 today. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him. And Jesus, who is called Justice. These are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God, who are of the circumcision. They have proved to be a comfort to me. These verses we just read are, again, part of the conclusion or final greetings of the book of Colossians. And here we read about three more of Paul's fellow workers, Aristarchus, Mark, and Justice. So let's take a background note for each of these Christian workers. First of all, Aristarchus, there in verse 10. He's called my fellow prisoner. What do we know about Aristarchus? We have five mentions of Aristarchus in the New Testament. From these five references, we know he was from Thessalonica. We know he was with the Apostle Paul on his third missionary journey. He was arrested at Ephesus and dragged into the theater there. You read about that in Acts chapter 19. He went with the Apostle Paul to Jerusalem after the missionary journeys were over. That's Acts chapter 20. He was also, we read, on the ship voyage to Rome, when Paul went to Rome as a prisoner, Acts chapter 27. And now he says that Aristarchus is my fellow prisoner. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you. What does that mean, fellow prisoner? Well, some take this to be figurative, like prisoner of the Lord. Just as we're servants of the Lord or bondslaves of Christ, so we're fellow prisoners. I take this quite literally. Certainly, we're all captives of the Lord. Like we're slaves of the Lord, we're all captives of the Lord, fellow prisoners in that sense. But I think this is to be taken quite literally. Aristarchus probably voluntarily made himself a prisoner to help the Apostle Paul in his ministry. You remember, the Apostle Paul is under his first Roman imprisonment. It's a house arrest. Read about it in the end of Acts chapter 28. Aristarchus apparently volunteered to come in and, in order to assist the Apostle Paul in his ministry, maybe write for him, be a secretary, whatever, made himself a prisoner there. We read the same about Epaphras, or Epaphras, in Philemon, verse 23. So it looks like there were a couple of guys who actually voluntarily made themselves prisoners to help the Apostle Paul in his ministry. Question, would you submit yourself to arrest to help in the ministry of somebody else? Actually, many of you here do something like that when you counsel kids at summer camp. You voluntarily make yourselves a prisoner to a cabin for a week or two to help in the ministry of that camp. You're being like an Aristarchus. The second fellow worker we read about here is Mark in verse 10. Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, he also sends greetings. Well, what do we know about Mark anyway? This is the John Mark that wrote the Gospel of Mark. What do you remember about him? Well, he had gone with Paul and Barnabas on the first missionary journey. But when they landed on the coast of what is now Turkey, Mark quit. He went home. I'm reading Acts chapter 13, verse 13. Now, when Paul and his party set sail from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia, and John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. He quit. He went home. Why? We don't know. Was he sick? Maybe. Was he homesick? Maybe that was the problem. Maybe he was scared. A lot of danger going there in what is now Turkey back in the first century. Highway robbery, all kinds of things. Maybe he didn't like mountain climbing. In order to get into the interior there, they would have had to climb over these Taurus mountains quite high. So we don't know. Maybe it was the fact that Mark saw Paul taking more of the leadership over his relative Barnabas. Maybe he didn't like that. We don't know why, but he quit. He went back to Jerusalem. In any case, when Barnabas wanted to take John Mark on the second missionary journey, Paul said, no way. There's no way he's going with us. He quit the first time. And so, as you remember, there were two missionary teams. Paul took Silas. Barnabas took Mark and went to Cyprus and so forth. So the controversy was very great. So Mark was a quitter in that way as far as the Apostle Paul was concerned. But now we see Mark is back. He's back in Paul's good graces. And we know he continues to be because when you come to the last letter that Paul wrote, namely 2 Timothy, from his second Roman imprisonment in a dungeon, we read in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 11, that get Mark and bring him with you. He is useful to me for ministry. That would have been written about 5 years after the writing of Colossians. Quite some story here in Mark, and we're going to take practical application from that as well. But first, let's say something about justice here in verse 11. Jesus, who is called Justice. The only mention of him here in the New Testament. Most likely, he changed his name so as not to be in any way lowering the name of Christ. Name Jesus, but takes on the name Justice. And the apostle says that these are the only fellow workers for the kingdom who are of the circumcision. In other words, Jewish fellow workers. Aristarchus, Mark, and Justice. And he says this about them, that they have proved to be a comfort to me. These three were a comfort to the Apostle Paul. The word here, comfort, denotes a soothing or consoling effect. What an important ministry. With so many frustrations and irritations in life, even in the ministry, we can be comforters in this way to one another. Well, that really leads us to our doctrinal point for today, and let's draw that right from what we talked about in reference to the background for John Mark. Here's the point. Failure is not final. Doctrinal point. Failure is not final. The Bible teaches that failure is not final. Mark failed. He quit. The great apostle Paul said that Mark could not go on the second missionary journey. Acts chapter 15. And verse 38, but Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia, namely John Mark, and had not gone with them to the work. Mark was shelved, it would seem, but Mark is back. He has proved himself. He didn't throw in the towel permanently. And now he is once again in the Apostle Paul's good graces, and he continues to be, as we saw from 2 Timothy chapter 4. But more than that, he's not only approved by the Apostle Paul, now he's approved of God himself. How do we know? He wrote the book of Mark. God chose Mark to write the inspired Gospel of Mark with that great theme, Christ as the obedient servant. So God does pick up the pieces and make something beautiful. Failure is not final. And that comes through loudly and clearly from what we have about Mark. And that certainly would lead us then to our practical application. And it would be this. Your failure is not final. Just as failure was not final for Mark, so your failure is not final. Maybe you feel like you've failed the Lord in some way. Maybe you have failed the Lord in some way. Maybe you were given some responsibility in your home church or some ministry along the way, sometime in the past, and you quit. You threw in the towel. You couldn't handle it. You couldn't take it. You departed for whatever reason. And now you feel that God has shelved you in some way. Well, here's the good news. Failure is not final. Your failure is not final. God will always pick up the pieces if you let him. You say, what about moral failure? Suppose you sin in that area. Maybe some of you have sinned in that area in the past. You might be thinking there's no way back, no way to be useful to God again. You're a second-class Christian from here on. No, failure is not final. God can always pick up the pieces. Now, there may be scars that remain, but God is a great healer. Even in reference to our moral failures, God can use us. Our moral failures will many times certainly keep us from reaching our full potential for God. Look at the life of Samson. Think of all the potential that Samson had. But because of moral failure, he did not reach his full potential. And that can take place in our lives too. But God can still use us when we repent, turn our lives over to him. He can work all things together for good, Romans 8:28. That verse doesn't say all things are good. It says all things work together for good. God can bring good out of it. Doesn't mean the things were good. God may have to use much discipline in our lives, but he can work all things together for good. And that good, of course, we find defined in Romans 8:29. Namely, it's not to be popular, successful, but to be more and more conformed to the image of Christ. So God can take all things and work them together for good. Our failures are not final. Your failure is not final. So maybe you're thinking back on your past and you recognize that you were not perfect and you did blow it. You did mess up. You did depart from some responsibility. You did fail. You did quit. Maybe even moral failure. And you feel that it's all over. God can't use you anymore. Well, the good news, certainly from what we've seen from our background studies in Mark and the doctrinal point here, that failure is not final. Your failure is not final. God can pick up the pieces. He can make something beautiful. I think maybe you've heard the illustration of we're all like gemstones, diamonds in the rough, if you will. And God is chipping away to make something beautiful. And he can make something beautiful. Now, when we fail, whether it be moral failure or whatever kind of failure, it's like some bad fractures take place in the gemstone. But God can still pick up the pieces and make something beautiful. It's hard to glue diamonds back together again. But God can take the pieces and continues to work and make something beautiful. We may not reach our full potential, but God can still pick up the pieces and make something beautiful. We're not shelved. Failure is not final. Your failure is not final. Tremendous encouragement for us. Practical application from the life of Mark. Failure is not final. Your failure is not final.